Welcome to the Bushnell Project, Making Marriage Great. Welcome to November 2nd, Proverbs chapter 2. We're reading through Proverbs, just trying to encourage gentlemen for you to be in God's Word and to really feast on it. Here's a great chapter, super short, and every verse is so encouraging. I think, my son, if you receive my words and treasure up my commandments with you, making your ear attentive to wisdom, and inclining your heart to understanding. Yes, if you call out for insight and raise your voice for understanding, if you seek it like silver and search for it as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom from his mouth. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk in integrity, guarding the paths of justice and watching over the way of his saints. Then you will understand righteousness and justice and equity, every good path. For wisdom will come into your heart and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. Direction will watch over you. Understanding will guard you, delivering you from the way of evil, from men of perverted speech who forsake the paths of unrighteousness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice in doing evil and delight in the perverseness of evil, men whose paths are crooked and who are devious in their ways. And that's more than half of the chapter right there. But I want to look at that beginning there and all the work, the seeking, the going after. It's not simple. Well, I'm just going to read Proverbs, but there's a work to be done here in a sense that we are going to really seek, pay attention to, incline our hearts, go after the understanding, even raise our voice for understanding, to seek it like silver, to seek it and find it like a hidden treasure, to do these things. So it is, man, this is more than just going to the gym and being around machines that can get you in shape. It is going to do the hard things, going for CrossFit, going, getting a trainer and helping you to work out to get in shape. You want to become faster? You need a coach. You want to become better at something? You need someone who's already ahead of you in that game. God's wisdom way ahead of us. And he's giving it to us. He's telling us to incline our ears, to seek it like silver, to go after it like a hidden treasure, and to love it even more, to fall more in love with God, to fall more in love with this idea that God's wisdom is there for us. He says, you will have it if you ask for it. But we've got to ask for it from the deepest parts of our heart, not just in passing. So I encourage you guys, chapter 2, very, very short chapter, to get into it. I hope you've already read it. You're already chewing on some of those verses and getting ready just to continue to dive in so that by the end of November, all of us are in better spiritual health because we've been doing this, right? Don't hesitate to write down a comment, to post a comment on this, or to let me know that this is helpful. Or maybe there's something that you feel would be more helpful as a married man, a man trying to be a godly man, a Christian man, someone with a Christian worldview, pursuing his wife, loving his wife. What are those things you men would really like for me to talk about during this time? Whether it's while we're going through Proverbs or as we go into the next month and all that. So don't hesitate to leave a note. I'm going to try and post this more, create a Facebook page and things like that so we can have some better interaction. But the best interaction you can have today is with God and with your spouse. So spend some time here with God. Be praying to him. Be praying for your wife. Be praying over your wife. And I'm praying for you as well. God bless you. Have a great day.